While the Wyoming legislature was busy fighting about private schools, the budget, and a few tax issues, it also passed legislation that continues to make the state the place to be for blockchain technology. While it didn't get a lot of attention in Wyoming, those new laws are getting worldwide attention. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports.
Blockchain is a digital ledger that can be accessed instantly. It's most commonly used in the financial world, where digital money can be transferred back and forth without delay. But blockchain can be used for other things as well. We'll get to that later. This session, the legislature passed a law making Wyoming the first state to recognize cryptocurrencies as money, and also allow depositories, which are like banks, to come to the state and store the digital assets. Caitlin Long is a Wyoming native with a long history on Wall Street and is the co-chair of the Wyoming Blockchain Coalition.
This was one where being first actually really does matter, because we could grab a first mover advantage, and it's pretty clearly starting to play out that way.
Long says it's hard to overstate the interest in what Wyoming is doing.
I've had thousands of inquiries personally through social media just in the past 2 weeks. And when I published a piece on Forbes.com 2 days ago that summarizes the importance of the legislation, within 24 hours, it had 22,000 views.
That's not a surprise to Laramie Senator Chris Rothfuss, who says the worldwide interest has been high ever since Wyoming embarked on this effort.
Of all the years that I've been on the legislature, this is the first time that I've been in a committee where people fly from all over the world to participate, where we have billionaires sitting in the back of the room to provide testimony on what it is that we're working on, where we receive unsolicited advice from law firms on the East Coast that work in securities.
Recognizing digital assets was huge for Wyoming, but he says the so-called digital banks bill was equally big. That's because specialized banks are needed to store digital money.
That allows these innovative and kind of advanced startups to be able to bank and pay their paycheck.
Already several of these repositories are looking to set up shop in Wyoming. Sheridan Representative Cyrus Western says the need is great.
Goldman Sachs issued a white paper back last summer that said, you know, there's about $110 trillion worth of securities floating around on the global market, of which they think in the next 5 years, 5 or so years, 10% of that's going to shift or migrate towards blockchain. So we're talking well over $10 trillion is going to be needed to store it somewhere.
Western says the main exchange in the digital currency world is paying close attention.
The founder and CEO of Kraken, which is one of the big Bitcoin exchanges, I think they've got like 6 or 7 million users. You know, they were here because they were extremely interested and are strongly considering moving their operations to Wyoming. And I think this is a company with like 700 employees. When you get people like that knocking on your door, something's going right.
Sundance Representative Tyler Lindholm says helping legislators understand the importance of this has taken some time and education, but he says businesses get it.
We had a business last year that got a hold of us after our first round of legislation and let us know that their headquarters were officially moving from New York City to Jackson. I don't know that that's ever happened.
Lindholm says the blockchain opportunities are not limited to finance either. Wyoming has developed BeefChain, where Wyoming cattle and beef products can be tracked globally. He notes that Walmart used blockchain during the romaine lettuce scare. At first, it took 7 days to figure out where the produce came from. But after developing a blockchain technology, the information is available immediately.
So 2.2 seconds are able to trace directly back to where that food comes from. So on a foodborne illness aspect, the technology is wonderful. On a regulatory aspect, as good as it can be.
Rothfuss says entrepreneurs are flowing into the state, developing all kinds of technologies.
We are already seeing innovative technologies being explored in the state of Wyoming and effectively beta testing them here so that they can then develop a product to the rest of the country.
Rothfuss adds this is happening with little spending from the state.
The blockchain task force work has probably accomplished more to diversify the economy of Wyoming than the Endow Initiative.
Rothfuss and others are now going to wait and see what happens. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.